Notice that he now went down to verse 5. He says, see, I don't want to read the whole thing for time's sake. He says, see, I have taught you statutes and judgments, just as the Lord my God commanded me, that you should do thus in the land where you are entering to possess it. Now, notice that. God is telling them, if you, this is Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 1, Moses explained that these laws and commandments I'm giving you will enable you spiritually to go in and possess the land. Then verse 5, he said, these words I have taught you is what God has commanded I should tell you that will be the guiding principles by which you will live in that land. Do you follow what I'm trying to say? That is what is establishing this man and this nation is the principle upon which they live while they are inside that land. Because he warned them that if you follow the ways of the inhabitants that were there before you, I will do exactly the same thing that I did to the inhabitants there before you. I will do the same thing to you. I'm saying that to possess and to live in is not just to collect and then build a house. No, that is a principle. There is a spiritual law by which you possess, and it is exactly the same one by which you stay there. At the moment you abandon those laws, you are out. Do you get my point? That's the way life is. Life is dynamic. You can never stay static. Like, that's why Peter has explained. He said, grow in grace and in the knowledge of God. Because if you don't, you will fall from your steadfastness. You can never stay on one spot. Are you getting the point I'm trying to make? If you find out that the thing that your faith held on to strongly before, now is slipping away from your hands, it's because you're not moving forward. Yes, you can still quote those scriptures, but you should have more scriptures now to quote. But you are still on the same one. Start sleeping. Because if you are not growing actively, moving forward all the time, it's a spiritual law. You are going backwards. That's the way life is. So God told them that there is no point in which you will tell me I'm established in this land. None. What will happen is that you will continue to obey the commandments I'm giving you. And as long as you are obeying them, you will remain steadfast in that land. The moment you stop, I'm kicking you out. Just like I kicked out those who were before you. Are you understanding my principle? I just wanted to say that one so that as we are going on, we'll know that the same thing way by which you collect this thing is exactly the same principle by which you stay there. Do you follow my point? Now, the first thing I want us to note, therefore, as we are going on today, in fact, I think I should just, what I was referring to is just good. I just saw in my note now that if you come down to verse 25, just what I have explained now, Moses said it there. He said, when you become the father of children and children's children and have remained long in the land, now maybe you've gotten used to it, and then you act corruptly and make an idol in the form of anything and do what is evil in the sight of the Lord your God so as to provoke him to anger, I call heaven and earth to witness against you today. Where am I now? I just skipped it. Okay. That you shall surely perish quickly from the land where you are going over the Jordan to possess it. You shall not live long on it, but shall be utterly destroyed. I just wanted to give that scripture to explain the thing that I'm saying. Now, let's now go back to our main... I guess I stepped a bit. Let's go back to the main thing that we're saying. So we're saying that first thing God does is to tell you what you have. That means your first assignment as a child of God is to find out what exactly it is that God has described as your inheritance. Now, there are things that are specific to everybody, to each person. I am not talking about that now. If you go to our, you know, we had this series on walking in the will of God. All right? In that, I explained the general will and then the specific will. For example, this is the will of God concerning you, your sanctification. They began to explain, you abstain from all fleshly lust, you are abstain from defrauding one another and all those kind of things. It's general for everybody. But as per whether I will live in Enugu, Australia, or Bosnia, it's not written in the scriptures. Those are specific things. And let me just say that here. When it comes to your inheritance also, there are things like that that are specific to you, which is not exactly described in the scriptures. But the only one we can examine, because they will have to cover everybody's case, is the one that is general to everybody. And those are the ones that have been documented expressly in the scriptures. There is something we have seen again and again as we've been studying the Word of God here. And that is the fact of where the description for your inheritance is. I have said this before, but I need to say it again because, you know, many people didn't hear it then, or some people that heard it forgot it. There is a very popular teaching in the body of Christ that the letters specifically to the Christians are the ones in the New Testament, and that the Old Testament was written primarily to the Jews. If you've been studying a bit, you'll have come across that again and again. And therefore, they say, if you want to know what belongs to you as a child of God, you should read what? The New Testament. Now, the things that belong to you, indeed, they are in the New Testament. But what you find in the New Testament is actually the door into the house. The real treasures in there are described, especially in the prophets and in Psalms, but also all the way from Genesis to Malachi. How do I know? Let's just read it. If you've been listening to me talk along this line, you will have seen, heard me say it again and again. 1 Peter chapter 1. Let nobody say it to you again, because it is not accurate, that the things that are yours are described in the New Testament. That is not true. What is it? You see, you know, those days we used to say that we are privileged now. We have the Bible. The other people didn't have it. Look, in these days, the only privilege you have has to do with technology. Do you get my point? It's a purely technological one. Anytime I'm studying, I just open my laptop computer. I have 10 different translations that I can open side by side there. That is all. Do you get my point? Look, books by old time ministers, complete works of Josephus, all those books by people like what are their names now? People like Martin Luther, Charles Finney, people like that. I have all of them. So once I'm reading, I say, I want to know what Charles Finney says about this topic. I just click search, type justification, everything Charles Finney said about it appears. That is all that is an advantage. Technology. Do you get what I'm trying to say? As per the fact of the materials, no, you don't have any advantage. Do you know why? Because they also had the Old Testament that we have now. And the people that wrote the New Testament didn't write it to them, they taught it to them directly. Paul will stay 3 years in the place teaching these same things. Look, nothing written here that Paul did not teach in those 3 years. Do you get my point? Peter will visit his places, go to churches in Jerusalem, teach them exactly the same thing he does here. James, the same thing. John, the same thing. As for the book of Revelation, it was written and circulated. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. The point I'm making to you is this. The real inheritance was described where? In the law and the prophets. That was where Jesus showed his disciples when he met them the things concerning himself. Starting from Moses and the law and the prophets, the Bible says. Let's read that 1 Peter chapter 2 from verse 1. 1 Peter chapter 1, sorry. I'll read from verse 10 so as not to waste too much time. As to this salvation, the prophets who prophesied of the grace that would come to you made careful search and inquiry. Are you seeing that? Seeking to know what person or time the Spirit of Christ within them was indicating as he predicted the sufferings of Christ and the glories to follow. He said, it was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves, but you, in these things which now have been announced to you through those who preach the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things into which angels long to look. Are you seeing what I'm saying? That Peter said expressly here, that the things about the salvation, the prophets prophesied about it and wrote it down. Paul said the same thing. Paul, in Romans chapter 1, he said, verse 2, let me just read from verse 1. Paul, a born servant of Christ Jesus, called as an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God, which he promised beforehand. Notice that. He promised the issues about this gospel beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. Are you seeing that? They are there through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. It's written clearly. In fact, let me just say something by the side for those who can understand it. There are many things about the Christ, not beyond the one written in these scriptures anyway, but that some people who also had their ancient writings, do you get my point, also wrote. Now, I'm not recommending you go and look for it and read it. The reason being that those kind of revelations were usually personal. There are many men those days who knew that Christ was going to come and they were not Jews. And they did not contribute any part to the compilation of the scriptures. The scriptures that we are supposed to read were given to the Jewish nation. Are you understanding what I'm trying to say? It was given to them. Paul said it like this, that to them was committed the oracles of God. Do you get my point? That is, there are things that God had to say for the whole of mankind. The Jews had the prophets that downloaded those things and wrote them down. And that's why they've been compiled for us to read till today. What I'm explaining is that if you want to know what is yours, don't limit yourself to, Ephesians, Romans, Corinthians, Galatians, Philippians, all those kind of Pians, all through the New Testament. There are things that are there in Jeremiah, all the Myers, all of them spoke things concerning the inheritance. You understand what I'm trying to say? If you read what Peter was saying, he said they prophesied concerning the sufferings of Christ and the glories that will follow. If you remember what we have said before, if you read Hebrews chapter 2, that he talked about the fact that Jesus died so as to bring what? Many sons into glory. So the things they were prophesying are written there clearly. You understand my point? So we'll take a few examples as we go on. But what I just want to say here is that it is important that we children of God take time out to learn the things that are ours in Christ Jesus. I need to emphasize this. You see, something happens, you know, again, during the week. You know, these days, God has really been showing me a lot of things. I went to my pastor's house, and while waiting for him, I was watching TV. And Miles Morrow began to speak. All right? You know Miles Morrow? Well, if you don't know Miles Morrow, you should know Miles Morrow. The guy teaches very well. If you don't know Miles Morrow, I wonder what you know. You know, sometimes I'm embarrassed. I ask a Christian, you know, you heard of Smith Wigglesworth? He said, I've heard the name somewhere. I said, this guy, obviously you have not been reading anything. Yeah, I hope, let's get... come on, there are people that you should know. Do you follow my point? I mean, you've never been to their house and you've never eaten dinner with them, but please, you should know how they think and what they say. Do you follow my point? If I have a project now, honestly, I'm not joking about this. My next project now, in my personal life, I've done it before, but I want to do it again. Now I'm hunting for... I mean, I'll just pick one man of God and make sure that everything he ever thinks or imagines, I know it. Then I finish with him, I go to another person. Right now, I'm on Derek Prince. I've been with Derek Prince before, but now God just introduced me to where I can get the whole of his life's teachings. So I'm going for that. When I finish, if I tell you who's next, you'll be surprised. You know, W.F. Kumuyi, this man of deeper life. I'm going after him too. If I don't listen to at least 100 of his tapes, I will not rest. No, I'm serious. You know, I'm very happy. I don't have cable in my house. There's no TV in my bedroom. The TV doesn't even receive clear signals. Praise the Lord for the bad signals. Why? Because, I told my wife, you know, the CTL is doing bonanza. Come and get cable. I said, I don't want. Ooh, I don't want. Thank you very much. If they are giving out the decoder free, God is my witness, I won't go and collect. Is it an evil thing? No, it's not evil. Do you get my point? But right now, I got another project. Do you follow my point? I have another project. And that is to saturate this soul, this heart, with the word of God. So that anytime you jam me, I will immediately tell you 5 things that God said about the jamming at the position in which you jammed me. No, it's true. Because the words were framed by the word of God. So I will frame what will happen as a consequence of the jamming. And that somebody just prick you small, from there you get tetanus. What kind of rubbish is that? Are you getting what I'm trying to say? When you jam me small, words will blow in your face. I've made up my mind. God is my witness. That is the new assignment. If they tell me that, look, it will cost you 50,000 naira to get the tapes of my man's moral, I will collect the money and send it. I am very honest with you. If they say, okay, now you have to sell your car. I say, come and take it. Do you want the 2 of them? Just carry it. I will trek for a few weeks. There's not a problem. I mean, come on. I trekked for decades. I didn't die. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So, if I need to sell all that I have to grab the word of God, because let me tell you, like we're saying, the words were framed by the word of God. And the Bible said, they know not Neither do they understand, therefore they walk on in darkness. Are you getting what I'm going to say? He said, my people perish. We've quoted that scripture so much, we think it has lost effect. It is still true. For lack of knowledge. Men are oppressed because of what they do not know. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? The ignorance of the things that God is saying is the reason why we are oppressed absolutely. Therefore, I am fighting it with everything I have got. Everything. Look. Anyway. What was that? What I thought that one was whether you knew Miles Monroe. Yes, you must know Miles Monroe. If I ask you, do you know Genevieve? All the women here know Genevieve. You don't know who Genevieve is? Ah, okay. Adiku Brown, do you know Genevieve? Ah, you must, even if you don't like her. She's so much around that you should know her. You get my point? It's everywhere. Peter Doche, you know his house address. It's very common these days. But I don't want to know Genevieve. Do you get my point? I have seen people that, look, you sit down, they say, oh, there's this man that acted in one movie. They tell you his name, the days that they acted in every... You seen Boys and Football? The first time, you know, I didn't know when my brother grew up, you know, my younger brother. Like, I didn't realize, I just knew as my little brother. From my very eyes, the guy was growing. So one day, he came to my house in Lagos. He was still a little boy, I thought I was concerned. So when men are talking, they're not supposed to talk. So my friends and I were talking football. Of course, me, I don't know football. So they were that. For everything they said, the guy would just chip something in. And this guy, look, he knew the clubs, the time they played. Ah, now look at this boy. He has grown. You understand my point? Now, this is the way life is. What you give your attention to, look, that's the fact. The thing will fill you properly. If you give that same attention to God's word, it will fill you inside out. I hope you're understanding what I'm trying to say. That there is something that God described and called yours. The first assignment is for you to go after it. I hope you get my point. Listen, the thing won't walk to your household. No, it will get to a point to begin to walk to your house when you have discovered where he's loved. I love those who love me. That's what wisdom says. Somebody asked me some time ago, how do you get all these materials? I said, because I want them. That is how I get them. I want them. Not like I buy them. Of course, I spend money. But the reason why they come to me is because they know where they are wanted. I hope you understand me. I want them. That was what I said. That was my answer. Because people will call me and say, there is this book, you need to have it. Why? Because they know I want to have it. Sometimes free, most times, Brother Lou, it costs money. Yeah, most times it does. And I want to emphasize to us, please, brethren, the reason why we talk rubbish is because our hearts are filled with what? Nonsense. That's the fact. Out of the abundance of the heart, there is an utterance that comes out of the mouth. If the man chops rotten food, when he opens his mouth, what happens? Smell, bad smell comes out. That is a fact. When you get up in the morning, when you are awake, you know, I have said it, God is my witness. I will never have a house that movie magic shows inside. Never. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So as long as DSTV keeps on selling movie magic, I will never buy it. God is my witness. Because you see, there, if you go and read this man, what is his name now? Rick Joyner. He explained about the spirit. You know, okay. Before I get carried away, let me go back to what Miles Monroe was saying. Miles Monroe said that when Jesus rose from the dead, you know the first people to witness his resurrection? Who were they? The Roman soldiers. Yes. I didn't realize it too until Miles Monroe said it. The Roman soldiers were the first to witness his resurrection. And he explained the reason, even use some legal terms, why it was vital that they were the ones, because they had nothing to gain from the truth. Do you understand what I'm saying? The disciples, if they said they saw him first, then they know it serves them right to say their master rose from the dead. So God ensured that the parties who witnessed the resurrection had nothing. There was no prejudice. They had not. They didn't like him. Did not hate him. He was just a Jew. And don't let me go into that. But that was what Miles Monroe explained. He said they now went. What's the next thing that the Roman soldiers did? They went to the Pharisees. They went to the chief priests and told them what happened. And what was it that the chief priests did? They gave them large sums of money to say it didn't happen like that. Miles Monroe said, you see that the devil always sponsors the lie. Man, when he drew that, I said, my God. If you listen to Miles Monroe, if you don't listen to him, you won't have sense. So I'm telling you the truth. You should listen to the man. Hey, I contacted his tapes. I just dubbed, it was videotapes. I sat down and dubbed the whole lot. After dubbing, I started sowing seed with itself. If you visit me, I dub you one Miles Monroe video cassette. And that's the gift that I have for you. I love you with all my heart. I know, really. My friends, they misappropriated a few of his tapes, so I think I still have one or two in my house. Okay? Now, when he said that, I said, my God, this is true. That the devil always sponsors the lie. And that is why every time you turn on TV, all you hear is lies. Hepatitis B is coming to get you is a lie. Do you know why? Because he's not coming to get me at all. The life of God has gotten me already. Do you follow what I'm going to say? The world is going to come down. You know, economy is bad. Everybody's going to die. It's a lie. Because with long life, he will satisfy me and show me salvation. They that seek the Lord will never lack anything good. The devil will not say, he will never tell you that. They always sponsor the lie. You know, it was when Miles Monroe said it. I said, this is divine truth. You know, I was telling you I was into one direct prince tape. He described, he said the battle of Al-Alamin, one of those there determining battles in the Second World War. He described what the prayer he prayed. And that one day was listening, and the general there, Montgomery, did something. He, before they went out for battle, he called the men, let us pray. Do you understand? To God who can give the victory, to give us victory in this battle today. Do you know that if you collect Encyclopedia Britannica, or Encyclopedia Americana, or you collect Encarta, whatever encyclopedia you like to collect, they will never record that speech that general said publicly. Never. Why? The devil has to sponsor a lie. He does not ever sponsor the truth. So you'll be stupid not to go to where the truth is to discover what the truth says. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you get what I'm trying to say? Hey, it's a fact. So if you don't grab the scriptures and read it like your life depends on it, and people tell me, how do I study the Bible? I tell them, don't worry about studying the Bible. Because right now, what I'm telling you, if I wrote this in a book, would it not have been the same thing that I'm saying? It will still be. So if you grab a book, the same study of the Bible written by a man who knows what he's saying, it's also part of the Word of God. I told you about cloud of witnesses. Cloud of witnesses keeps, look, Hebrews chapter 11 has not closed. It's one portion of the scriptures that has not yet ended. It's added to every day. Come on, you read the Bible. Very good. But there are men who comment on it also. I don't mean commentators who said that actually Jesus did not raise the dead. The dead resuscitated after, you know, I don't mean those kind of stupid idiots. I have seen a few morons. I read a book who said Jesus is not multiplying food for 5,000. It was a theology book. That all he did was that the disciples, Jesus persuaded the Jews who always went around with their lunch packs anyway to share amongst themselves. Forgetting that Jesus said that they have been with us for 3 days. And that afterwards, they gathered 12 baskets. And that afterwards, he reminded the disciples of that incident. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about men who walk with God. And Enoch walked with God and he was not. That's not what I'm talking about. Those are the people I'm talking about. You take their books and read it. Let men describe to you what God has done for them. That's how your faith is enlarged and lifted. You will know that something that the Bible says that the Bible says that God is saying are real today. Listen to me. The devil. God bless Miles Monroe for that truth he shared with me yesterday. Was yesterday or on Thursday, sir? I think it was yesterday. That the devil will always sponsor the lie. That is why you sit down. Hey! You know, the same one man said this. I didn't hear it. Also on the same program. That he said when Janet Jackson popped her breast open on TV. You heard of it? Oh, you didn't hear of it? Super Bowl. You know the Super Bowl? You know? She was supposed that this America, like, it's like walk up. Or the whole of America is watching. She was supposed to sing during the interlude. Then one guy touched her. People claim it was a planned thing. And the top of her clothes burst open, exposing her. Somebody, I was reading in one magazine, he said that she has said she was going to do something serious. Of course, they are apologizing, but Americans, they may be crazy, but sometimes they know some things. They were angry because their children were watching these things. I mean, it was supposed to be a family program, like World Cup finals. What has nudity got to do with World Cup, for goodness sake? May God judge those people. Now, somebody was commenting and said that through that, the spirit of pornography was let into the air. When I was told, I just told the person who told me that I believe it because Rick Jonas said, go and read the Final Quest, that you see, that when you see it, in fact, I even understood the spiritual principle long ago, that as I'm speaking now, you know, as I'm speaking, I am affecting your faith. I am strengthening your spirit because I'm speaking by the Spirit of God. When Michael Jackson gets up and does all those nonsense that he does, don't think it goes without meaning. That is how evil is being sustained on the earth. I know what I'm telling you. Watch an average American film. Most of the sex scenes they have there are unnecessary. They don't add to the story. It is irrelevant, but they put it there because that is the only way you keep the children in bondage. See why I will DSTV in my house? May God kill me first. I know what I'm saying. I know what I am saying. Rick Jonas described it. Look, a man, they just get up. Look, somebody described. He said, you know those days when fella used to minister? You know what I mean? Fella, Anikula Kuputi. He will come, everybody say, Aya Kata. He said, people repeat it. They don't know those things are not jokes. This guy was giving them deep incantations. They did not know. He will say things like, let us commence the underworld spiritual game, and everybody is following around. Why are they all prostitutes? Why do they all have HIV now? Fella spread the spirit. The guy was a minister of darkness. You know, children, if you know what I'm saying, if Shaggy is singing, you will break the deck. I thought that guy one of the most talented men on earth. The first day I heard him, I didn't even know who he was. I bought his CD. The first thing he said, I said, my God. He said, some Alice caught me yesterday sleeping with a girl next door. What has that got to do with music? You will understand that some of the things we think are trivial. We need to demarcate ourselves from it. No, all we read is Guardian. And this day, that is why we don't understand some of the spiritual things. Get me, brethren. Spend your money and learn wisdom. Take your time and hear the word of God. Don't let anybody fool you around. Nigeria will be a good country, but as a consequence of the fact that people like me prophesy, that is the man who will want to wreck it, will die for my sake. When I was listening to Derek Prince, he said something. That when he prayed that God send us a leader through whom we can get victory in this battle and you will get the glory. Their former commander was removed and they flew another one in from somewhere. As his plane was landing, he crash landed. The man was flung out of the plane and he broke his neck and died. That was why Winston Churchill appointed Montgomery that he appointed. Are you understand what I'm saying? That is, there was a prophetic word that killed somebody. When Ezekiel began to prophesy, as soon as he finished, the first man died. Look, let me get back to what I'm saying. I'm getting too carried away. I am saying, therefore, that the things that are yours are only described by the word of God. And you got to go after it. It's not play. You have to, look, I have vowed before God. This is, you know, that's my assignment. You get to my booth. Get to my booth anytime. The tapes are there. That is, putting them in front makes my car too congested. So I put in the booth. As I go, I have to be hearing it. You understand my point? All the time. Because that is the only place I have an accurate description for the things that God said belong to me. And when I have that thing described accurately, the next thing I do. Now, what I'm just saying is that the first thing, therefore, when you have described it, and when you have gotten the description of what God is saying about your life, because God speaks about many things. He speaks about your health, speaks about your ministry, speaks about your marriage, speaks about everything. There are so many things he says. Speaks about your life, that how long you will live. You understand what I'm trying to say? That you are supposed to live long. It's God's plan. When you have collected what is God's plan that you have discovered from his word, next thing you must do constantly all the time is to speak it forth with your mouth. That is what Paul called the spirit of faith. Again, you know, I was hearing a man of God, he said something that, when the Bible said that the sword of the spirit, you know how he read it? He said the spoken word of God. That is the sword of the spirit, not just the word of God, but what? The spoken word of God. It's like a weapon. In fact, the way I describe the words of your mouth is that, see, that's what God borrows to use to do you good. Do you get what I'm trying to say? It is what you say with your mouth that God borrows to use to do good to you. That is why he keeps on changing people's names, so that they will call themselves something good. Abraham, no. Abraham. What is your name? Jacob, no. Israel. Are you getting my point? He looks at Peter Simon. He gave him another name, Peter. You know, I told you, my name didn't always used to be Olushina. This bank called Olushina Abia now. My name formerly was Ogunshina. That's what my father said, CBS. But I left him in that one long ago. I am the first Olushina that I know. I found a few recently when I was browsing on the internet. I tell them just check whether there are other Olushinas apart from me. And I found a few of them there. Olushina means the Lord has opened the way. My full name is now Daniel Bankole Olushina. It wasn't always like that. The day I was getting married, me and the Reverend Father almost boxed ourselves. He said, he's not aware that my name is Daniel. I said, I am not. Look, that is my name. I am an adult. I can choose the one I like. He said, I wasn't so baptized. I said, look, that baptism was for my mother, not for me at all. I have baptized myself as an old man. I baptized myself with a name, Daniel. Quarrelo, my mother was looking like, telling my father, this boy has come again. What is he doing with that Reverend Father there? My friend Iboku was the chief, was the best man. He helped me, said, Banky, cool down. Why should I cool down? This man wants to change my destiny on the altar. Because I discovered that promotion does not come from the east or from the west or from the south, but God is judge. He lifts up one and brings another. Daniel means God my judge. I picked up the name. Go and read that tract, Daniel. There is a tract out there. Pick it up. Daniel is the story of my life. Ah, that 9 course quarter is the day of my wedding. The man said, if I annoy him now in my mind, get angry. I didn't beg you to come here in the first place. Do I know you from somewhere? Have you ever seen? Because the name was picked out of revelation. I said, there's no way I can go that God, there's no way I will get to if God doesn't take me there. Anywhere I'm going to has to be by the lifting of God. That means from Psalm 75, God, my judge. He said, he lifts up one. Please go and read down my tract, Daniel. Don't let me waste time on that. Olushino means the Lord has opened the way. It means the same thing. That is, wherever I am going to, it is God that opened my way. I remember what one man told me once when I was going for an exam. He said, the God that you honored by that your change of name will bless you. I said, God is with this man. He has just prophesied. Because it's the honor of God. They said, Ogun has opened the way. That's the meaning of Ogun Shino. I said, the Dafto cannot see. He cannot hear. Dead men, James Aliche said, they don't tell tales. Ogun is a dead fellow. What can he open? But the Lord Jesus has opened the way. So I said, henceforth, from 1996, my name became Daniel Olushino. Bankole remains my middle name. It's a very good name. Bankole, I said, we are building the house of God. So I retained that one. Because that one too, I had a funny meaning. For Troweyamo. I'm telling you the truth. Because this guy, was born not of the will of flesh, but what? By the Spirit of God. I am going somewhere. My name was reflected. People say it doesn't matter. I said to you, your name means nothing. That's why you're telling me it does not matter. Because I know to me, read the scripture as well. Those that God lifted to places, he gave them different names. He said, Solomon's name was not wisdom. But God sent a name personally to Solomon the day he was born. Jedidiah. Never heard of it. Beloved of God. You know what I know? That's what God called him. As far as I'm concerned, God sent the name. Listen. My name reflects where I'm going. Daniel means that you will not explain from the east or the west where this guy is landing. All you know is God is judge. He lifts up one and brings down another. So I declare it all the time. So every time I hear Daniel, Bankole Olusegun, I give you my full names. I have just prophesied. One of my friends in Luden, Dr. Adegoke, he insisted on calling me Daniel, and I liked him for it. It's a good name. It is not because Daniel is a Jew, that's not the point. The point is that his name means God my judge. Which means, according to David, he lifts up one and brings another. And I know I'm the one he's lifting up. Look, please, before, if you have not read the track, pick it up there. I titled the track, Daniel. Like I said, that track is the story of my life. So if God declares something to you and shows you what your word is, what your inheritance is, first thing you do is what? You put it here. And stop talking like all the rubbish non-entities in town. Let's start from here. If you don't know what to say, keep quiet. This is just a useless man. Just shut your mouth. In fact, I think all the senators, if you hang them, or close your teeth. Don't answer anybody. These arm robbers, they want to finish us. That one, don't close your mouth. Say, not me. Nobody's finishing me. I answer, oh, please. In fact, don't close your mouth. If there's a person here to finish me, say, oh, God is helping him. You understand my point? And Nigeria said, we are going somewhere. Always say something positive. He said, we'll just die in this country. He said, not me. Teach the person some spiritual principles that there are people that are always marked before every destruction starts. Before the deluge at the time of Noah, what happened? They marked Noah and the household. Before the wall of Jericho came down, what happened? They marked Rahab and everybody that was with her. Before the spirit of death entered into Egypt, the houses of Israel were marked. No disaster ever takes everybody. Do you get my point? When anybody tells you crap, tell him that one. All of us will die. He said, no, not me. My life will be given to me as spoil, as booty, as an inheritance. Let 1,000 fall to my left and 10,000 at my right hand. None shall come near me. I remember long ago, you know Apollo, conjunctivitis was raging. Everybody was itching, scratching their eyes. My mother called everybody, please come. Let us rebuke Apollo from this house. I didn't even have the faith that great. So all of us knelt down and prayed. The epidemic came, went to neighbors, I went everywhere. Nobody inside that house got Apollo. Diseases, they respect people. I hope you understand. They have names. Diseases have names. The spirits that cause them have names. I'm telling you, bacteria, they come from outer space, the region of darkness. So first thing you do, spirit of faith. Paul says, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13, is they having the same spirit as he that said, I believe, therefore I have spoken. Therefore we also believe. And as a consequence of what we believe, we speak. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The time will not allow me to go into the next thing. Alright, so I just have to stop because I wanted to talk about something in Ephesians chapter 6. When he talked about praying, when talking about the weapon of put on the whole armor of God. You know, can you remember that? We studied that about 4 weeks ago. If you read from verse 12, well, our struggles against flesh and blood and all that, they now go to verse, let's just start from 17. And take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the spoken word of God. I read somebody saying that to me during the week. which is the spoken word of God. He said, with all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit. That's the next point I wanted to come to, but time has really gone, so I have to stop. You said? He said I should go ahead. No. You know, when I was serving that time, when we went for endurance trek, I was still feeling very energetic. When they said we should stop and start going back, if you've gone to your NYC camp, they do endurance trek, trek for many, many kilometers. So I said, let's keep going. They said, let's go back. And the soldiers, I looked at these people, they know what they are saying. We turn back. Halfway through going back, people began to collapse. When we're going, we had the energy, wanted to continue. But the men knew that this energy to continue is the one we should use to return. So I think we should therefore at this point go back. Next time, I will speak on that issue, praying at all times in the Spirit. All right? And then we'll go back on some of the things that we have said. If you have been blessed today, shout the loud amen. All right, let's rise to our feet and bless the name of the Lord.